So much to talk about, but nothing to worry about. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
So I'm going to tell you about something that's a little disturbing, to say the least. There's this new series of videos out there called Kids Meet. And by any definition, the video featuring a young woman chatting with children has now gone viral, racking up 822,000 hits by the 2nd of January this year, talking about abortion. Prior episodes, Kids Meet a Bounty Hunter, Kids Meet a Gender Nonconforming Person. You can see the liberal bent here. And the latest release by Amelia Bono, Kids Meet Someone Who Has Had an Abortion. And she says it could actually be all part of God's plan. That's what she puts out to these kids. And she asks a little girl, what have you heard about abortion? I don't know exactly what happens, says the little girl, but you go and you get rid of the baby, she says uncomfortably. Bono, however, steps in to set the record straight. You go to the doctor, they put this little straw inside your cervix and then inside of your uterus, and then they just suck out the pregnancy. And it's like it was a crappy dentist appointment or something. It was just like, this is a body thing that's kind of uncomfortable. But then it was over, and I felt really just grateful that I wasn't pregnant anymore. And you're trying to sell this to kids. It's bizarre. Carla DeDessi here, founder of COL 1972, a wife, mom, author of several children's books, has contributed on Fox and CBN and OANN and others. Carla, welcome to the program.
Steve, thank you so much for all that you do, and thank you for having me here.
I guess that having an abortion is nothing more than getting your teeth cleaned or having a filling, I suppose. It's no different, morally the same. The feelings are the same. Nothing to see here. Move along. Is that what I'm getting, Carla?
That is what you're getting. And I think that message is child abuse. I think that it's really harmful to our kids, but also to the family and our communities, because abortion is choosing death. And we never want our children to choose death in anything. You know, teen suicide is on the rise. I believe that that is directly linked to people like this woman being so blasé and superficial about taking a life outside of the womb. From the moment of conception, something is growing, Steve, and we know that it's not a wisdom tooth.
Yes.
We know that it's not a rock. We know that it's human life, and sometimes I think that the left gives more rights to puppies and to trees than they do to human life.
They do. Not sometimes. Every day they give more rights to puppies and to trees and to lizards and toads because a boy... You know, a bat is a boy, you know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
a rat is a bat is a boy. It doesn't matter.
It's so just, it all comes from a blob.
Let me say this, and this is important because I don't discuss abortion on this program often because I find it to be a conversation that many people are very well entrenched on. But in this case, this video suggesting that abortion might be part of God's plan got my attention and brought you to the program because the March for Life is happening I believe this weekend, right in D.C. And I'll just be clear about my opinion of abortion, right? Here's my opinion of abortion. It's not a matter of whether or not abortion is murder. The only question is if you're okay with it. That really is the only question. And if you're okay with it, then that's between you and your God. And that's really what I believe. And tell me about the march tomorrow.
So here's the thing. The march is tomorrow. And if you go to col1972.com, pro-life, we're not even calling it a pro-life, a power line, we're calling it a celebration of lifeline because we feel that in the fashion industry, there's a big, huge gap. They're pushing darkness onto our kids and harmful messaging, and we just want to provide messaging that just says to our kids, it's okay to celebrate life, love life, live life hard, live life well. And we're creating this tribe because we personally believe that life breeds life. We want to live in a country that has a legacy of life. You know, I'm a mom with three girls. Shopping is our cardio, and we felt very much marginalized, like we couldn't bring our purchasing power to a lot of these fashion brands that were just going against our core values and our family tradition. So that's how Cole was birthed. We're going to be in D.C. tomorrow marching. Cole has sponsored the March for Life. We've also sponsored the Students for Life event that is happening on Saturday as well. Vice President Pence is supposed to be speaking tomorrow at the March for Life. It's really exciting for those of us who do think that choosing life is the correct answer all the time, that we have the leader of the free world in President Trump and also Vice President Pence and Kellyanne Conway that are standing with us and saying, you know what, it is always the right decision to choose life. It's never the right decision to snuff out life. And I do want to say to your listeners that if there's people listening that have chosen the other path for themselves for whatever reason, there's no judgment here. We still invite you to come and be part of our life tribe and just celebrate life every day. So that's what's happening all week.
Well, Carla, I want to say this, and I want to jump in here. Carla, I want to say this because I'm just glad. You know, I was not planned. I was accidental. I think that my parents' marriage may have been somewhat strained by the time I showed up on the scene. I think it's fair to say. And I'm just thrilled that abortion wasn't considered an option for me. I'm glad to be here. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
And I'm glad, too. I'm glad to meet you and make a new friend. And there's so many people that have your story. And I think that is why we're so passionate, because every child deserves a life. You know, 60 million people have been denied the right to life that you and I have, Steve. And so we know that sometimes it's difficult to make that decision. We believe that women and men are strong enough to choose life. We give them way more credit than the left does. We think that when there are circumstances that seem less than desirable, we still want to come around them and help them choose life. We just think, we know that whenever you make the right decision, it ends well. And when you don't make the right decision, there's really consequences that can sometimes last generations.
Yeah, I saw something else offensive on social media here just 2 or 3 days ago. You might have seen it too. A woman on there comparing abortion to a miscarriage. Nothing different between the two. And I'm like, really? Nothing different between choosing to do something and an involuntary, you know, physiological event. It's just baffling. Trying to rationalize the willful destruction of a fetus compared to a spontaneous, you know, physical event. I'm baffled by the failure of logic.
Correct. And the left always has a failure of logic, right? They justify porn. They justify an open border. They justify the opioid epidemic that's happening. We can go on and on. And so, again, you look at their justification of taking life in the womb, which, by the way, it's not like putting a straw inside of you. If we can go into the horrific details, you know, from 14 and under weeks that the baby's inside of the mother's womb, they put in this poison that actually burns the baby, and keep in mind that they're not giving the baby anything to deter any pain, and then they suck the baby out of the mother. Now, obviously, this is very bad for the baby, but we're putting poison inside of women. What does that do to their insides when we're putting poison inside?
Well, it's questionable, to say the least.
I don't think it's ideal.
Here's the way I'll leave this with this today. Carla DeDessi here, the founder of Call 1972, that's CALL972. I've spoken to several physicians about this, because the argument the left comes back with is, well, if we have to save the life of the mother, I am yet to find a physician that can outline for me a medical situation where the fetus must be terminated to save the life of the mother, certainly late term. I have found no physician that can come to that. They said, because if the fetus has cancer, for example, and it's in the third trimester, they would do a cesarean and carry on with medical treatment for the fetus, as an example. But I appreciate the work you're doing. If people want to find out more,
thank you.
Give me a resource. Give me a website. Give me something.
Call1972.com, Call1972 official on all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. God bless you.
Man, God bless you. COL1972. It's the Steve Gruber Show. That March for Life tomorrow, the celebration of life tomorrow in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back. If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.